check 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. That's not too loud.
You're now tuned in to the Hourglass Podcast.
Let's go.
The show that puts a twist on the 5 W's.
Yeah.
B-Low, Rated R, bringing you current events, business promotions.
Every time you see me, you see money.
Sports, laughter, and our main question for the last W. The Hourglass Podcast starts now.
We got Nims in the house, a great skater, Chicago roller skaters, the original Suicide Kings. How you doing? Thank you for joining in. Please share this. We have a great topic when it comes to a trans man or woman in a relationship with a cis man or woman. Do you consider the cis man or woman a straight man or a straight woman? I said yes. I feel like the man that's in the relationship with the transgender man, that they are straight. That's just what I feel because of what they was assigned to at birth. That's just how I feel. So me being a woman, I come from the inner, a cis woman. I'm thinking from the inner. While a man would think from the outer, from the outside, the appearance.
Now I have a rebuttal to that. Like as a cis man speaking about the question about like a cis man having a baby by a trans man. Now we know that we want to speak on like, you know, you have like a tomboy or something like that, you know, where it's like the physical appearance is still of a woman. But with a trans man, you talking about full goatee, full beard, you know, got pectoral muscles, everything been removed except for them, you know, the parts down there. You know, but you looking as a man, you're very visual.
So, but they having a child.
I mean, we can't get to that yet. We got to get to the point of like, you know, what the topic is. Are they still considered to be, you know, is it still the straight man at that point?
Yes. What do you think?
And now, if it's a blurred line of thinking, because it's like if you have a person that's have a full beard, you know, everything that's have the appearance of a man, and I lay with that man, I can't call myself a straight man at that point. It had to be something else, even though that it may have, you know, a trans man still has the genitals of a female. And definitely had the reproductive organs and everything like that. That may be true and everything, but the appearance that of a man.
Okay.
Well, you only what you are when you come out the womb. Anything else is human created around here, man. You know, all this stuff is, it's like, it's what it is. But to me, I want a woman that came out the womb to be a woman, not a woman that they took and made from a man. I don't want that kind of woman. I want a woman that come out the womb.
A cis woman.
Because everything else, man, we getting so confused out here, man. We really is. Like, you taking stuff and making stuff what it ain't, and we accepting it. So I don't feel that's right. That's like you telling, like when I was growing up, I realized how many lies I was told. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know who my real father was, and I felt like, why y'all ain't telling me who my real father was? They had me thinking somebody else was my father. You know, so that wasn't right to think that a woman looking like a man is a man. It just ain't right.
And that in today's time, that is what's going on today. And it's definitely a big topic, especially those in the younger generation, too. Because, you know, like you saying, like myself or the older generation, like we kind of know what's going on. You know, you are what you are. You know, I'm on this side, you on that side. You know, basically keep it over there and stuff like that. You know, we all mingle together doing business, everything like that. But as far as what you do and what you like in your own personal time, that's what you like. But nowadays, you know, you got the kids coming up that don't really know that is actually like taught in the schools and everything about LGBTQ, you know, the history and everything like that. You got to go, it goes a little bit deeper now.
Yes, because nowadays, from what I learned from a friend of mine, their their daughter told them at 5 years old that like they wanted to be like a boy. So
and
like,
they can't do nothing about that. If that if she go and talk to her counselors,
they is getting like injections, certain type of injections to like stop their like hormones, things of that nature. So this right here is very very interesting, and like we have children growing up that can make a choice depending on the parents' decision if they want to be living a life as, you know, a boy or a girl. So this is very interesting. So I just feel like this is
true.
This is my feelings. Okay. I feel that if a trans man is in a relationship with a man, a cis man, that cis man is considered a straight man because of the trans man's genitals. They, especially if like they're going to have a baby, I feel like that's still a straight man. I don't look at him as a gay man or a bi man. I looked at them as a straight man.
You got to have a little bang you. It has to be.
Yeah, he's a straight man, but he, if you ask me, he confused.
We have someone bang that said, unique,
said so true.
So true. And this is coming from, look like to me on the screen, a woman. That's just what I feel. Because if we say it any other way, now we're getting into personalities. And I don't think sexuality is a personality. I think it's who you are.
That's
who you
true.
Choose to be. Very interesting.
But if you talking about, if you believe that person still is a straight man, if he sits down with a trans man, but you gotta think about what you saying now. Even though he's with a, well, he's trying to be with a woman, but it's a trans man. So that woman is transitioning into a man.
And look at it the other way around, too. You have to just not look. It could be a trans woman in a relationship with a straight woman. It's the same thing around.
And that would be
considered a straight woman.
Right, and the woman usually in relationships like that, the woman is not a femme. The woman is more so on the dominant side. If you're going from a man to a trans,
you would never
man.
Know unless you were flat on the wall. I feel like you would never really know because we can't go off just looks. Because men, you guys could be visual.
Right, and then you just said it. That, I agree.
Visual. But it's
so
not
I'm
necessarily
at a trans
like
man.
That.
A trans man has a beard, everything.
But you really don't know who's the top and the bottom. Just because somebody have a beard, it don't mean that they a top.
Well, now that's another
that's
subject.
A whole nother subject.
You talking about top and bottom.
That's a whole nother subject.
You talking about in the times we living in. That's what I'm thinking. That's just what people doing. That's just what humans doing. I mean, if you ask me, I just feel it's a lot of confusion in the world because people... Like, from the beginning of time, people wanted people to be who they wasn't anyway. So, we living in a time now, they done professionalized this where they could just make anybody what they want to make them. You got the choice to be not you. You don't even got to be you no more. You could be whatever you want to be. But you losing who you really are. I want to be me. I don't want to be nothing but the man I am. And I want to be with a woman that... The woman she are. I don't want to be with no created woman. I don't want to be with no man created himself into
you
a woman.
You
want
to be with a cis woman.
Exactly. I don't want to be with a woman
that... she was assigned to at birth, and that's what she going to live through life.
But we, like I say, we living in a time where people don't even know who they is no more. If you ask me, that's just my opinion.
I
ain't going to never go with...
Go ahead. I'm going to let you
finish. I just don't believe. That's like me. I get to being around y'all. We doing what we doing. And then I'll be like, well, I want to change over to a female now. And y'all, okay.
You got that option. And you got that option to do that.
But people have rights now. You know, I really feel like we living in a time where people could express who they want to be, who they are. They have the freedom to do that now. Back then, you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that back then. You would be persecuted.
You know, they've been doing it, though.
They've been doing it. It's nothing new.
What it is now, if you ask me, this is my opinion. People losing who they are. If you ask me, I just like, that's just where I come from. Like what I was born into, the situation I was born in, I've seen a lot of people lose themselves. They just didn't know their identity. They had somebody, had them thinking they were somebody they wasn't. And they became them people. Like they became something they wasn't. And later on in life, they got lost in it. But you're right. Everybody got a piece that they want to be. That's true. But to me, I want to be me.
I got you, Big Ski.
Look, you made that clear.
Yeah.
Big Ski.
Yep. I ain't against nobody. When I was growing up, my auntie was acting like men. They had women. You know what I'm saying? I'm a kid, 89 years old, seeing my auntie being with a woman.
You ain't know what that was.
And that was in the
study. You ain't know what that was.
Yeah, that was in the study. But to me, I said, my auntie, why you with a woman? You know what I'm saying? And that just let me know that was her choice. That was her choice. But to me, it was confusing. It was because I'm like, I want to be a woman too. So what, I got to be a woman? Or I should be a woman to be with a woman? You know what I'm saying?
And you ain't never had an explanation about it. It's just like you just grew up and like, oh, okay, that's what that is. You never was explaining it. And so you always growing up and thinking until you got the explanation.
They knew I knew because they knew I was a little guy paying attention.
Right.
It didn't bother me. I just wanted to know why they felt that way.
No, I'm saying like you never got the, usually like I had a situation like that too. I never got the explanation until I got older. You know what I'm saying? Until I really understood. You never got no explanation.
Just had to pay attention.
Right. Exactly. Pay it like, oh no, something. Let me read about this.
Yeah. Oh, that was in the 70s, okay.
Right.
You know, so it was going down then, really, because I heard my auntie, when she went to California, she was saying how she was seeing people have sex changes in California, and it was still in the 70s.
They've been doing this. It has been happening.
When she went to California, and I was like, wow, they actually changed a man. It was more of a man getting changed to a woman before they done a woman getting changed to a man. That's what I heard the most of.
Yeah.
Now they can change a woman into a man.
Right. That is more newer with that one, but it's always been a man going and transition to a woman. That's been happening for some time now.
Exactly.
But to stay on the subject and everything like that, that's definitely some real good insight, though. Because right? People didn't have experiences like that, didn't know what to say or know what to think about it, though. Like, hey, like, just, you know, do I have to be, somebody else thought like that. Do I have to be a woman to get with a woman? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. You know, I actually had friends, they used to cry because they seen their mama with another woman when I was growing up. It used to bother them. You know, he's really bothering them. So, you know, I'm quite sure there's still people like that in this world right now. I still bother them.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. It definitely is.
But that's the reality of this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think it bothered them because of acceptance really, really did not exist. I feel that when people accept things, it makes it easier for them to kind of conform into that type of lifestyle. So acceptance to me is like a big key. So if like society accepted, it would have been easier for them because people really have to deal with the pressure of life, peer pressure, mm-hmm. at school, at work, society, religion, you know. So I really feel like that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, reality. It's just the reality of things. Mm-hmm. It's just where humans at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole lot going on.
It is.
Yep, you know. So it's just where we at.
Go ahead.
I can accept it and respect it.
I just
don't want to be confused. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be with a woman and then she ended up being she was one of them kind of people and then tell me later.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know, like I look at life like this. I look at life like I did not tell the good Lord, like, you know what, I want to be born one day. And plus, when like I am born, I want to be assigned as a male or a female. None of us got to do that in life. It was just a given. So now, today, since people have all these freedoms and rights, they get to be who they truly want to be. And not what they were born to be.
Freedom and rights, huh?
Yes, freedom and rights. You know, we live in America. You get to be who you want to be.
If you want to go to the woman's bathroom, you can go to the woman's bathroom.
Or they got a unisex.
Right.
Where it's just one stall.
Yeah, it is.
Or a family bathroom. So, you know.
Hey, well, you know, I'm old fashioned, old school. That's just what I'm gonna be, man. You know, I'm gonna try to live and see it all play out. But and I can accept and respect whatever it be. I just don't want to get caught up in the confusion. You know, I just want to know what's going on. I don't want to get to meet a woman and she actually was a man and lying to me and ain't telling me the truth. And then later it come out. That's all the part I'm talking about right there.
Now, you have scenarios that's happened. That's very prominent now. And that's why a lot of these deaths are happening where these, like, it had one in the news. Right. Guy was 18 years old, found out that the person he was dealing with wasn't really a woman. Was a trans,
right.
And then it came out that, okay, that he tried to had his sexuality or whatever it may be by killing the person, but that's not the right way of going about it. It's wrong on both ends because, you know, the person hid it, and then you can't judge how angry somebody will get if you had something like that. You know, they don't know.
That's what's going to become the problem because a lot of people, humans already be fearing to tell the truth anyway. But like we say, everybody got their right to be what they want to be, but if they gonna be honest with it, that's the thing, the honesty.
Yeah.
That's the part
I totally agree. I have had conversations with many trans women and they always say that I just want to protect my life. It is some type of protection. They like, I just like don't want to disclose because of the protection, but I'm like at the like end part, it is going to be some type of conflict. So
yeah. So you got to be honest from the beginning.
You have to, right. But here's the thing. And it's like people will still be honest in the beginning, but it is like, okay, and now I got my life in somebody else's hands because I feel like they're gonna be angry and just do something right away. They could tell them like, "Hey, I am who I am," and then they'll just get mad and just do something to them.
And see, that's the danger of you being something you're not, and that's just anything in life when you. Like, if you're around somebody and you claim to be a real one, you don't be faking, you don't be lying and all that, and then they find out you that kind of person, they don't be wanting to hurt you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So, right, exactly. So you got to be honest no matter what you are. If you choose to be a clown standing on your head, that's what you got to be honest
that's
with.
What
everybody knows.
You
got to
say, hey, I'm a clown, man. That's what the hell
and
I am.
And I stand on my feet, and this is what I do.
And that's
because if you and that line of people and all that, they're going to feel anger towards you. Yeah. So that's the scary part about what we going through in life now. A lot of people living in lies. Yeah.
They not living their truth to what they saying a real truth is. Sapphire.
Exactly. That's the point about anything we do. First of all, you know, just being humans. Okay, we humans first. And then if I choose to be a woman and then I go around a person and I'm fearing to tell them that I was a man, but I look like a woman now, I should have never became a woman. That's just what I'm saying about it.
Agreed.
But if I don't want to be honest with it, then I'm going to cause problems in my life.
Hello to everybody joining in. Thank you so much. The time is now. The topic is when it comes to a trans man or woman in a relationship with a cis man or woman, do you consider the cis man or woman a straight man or woman? And again, cis man or woman is what you were assigned at birth by the doctor as far as your genitals.
Your original assignment.
Your original assignment. That's the topic. I feel like that if a trans woman, no, trans man, is pregnant and she's with a man, a cis man, that man is straight. That's just what I feel. That's a straight man because of what she was assigned to at birth. And I'm not going by what she's living. I'm not going by what her physical attributes are now. I'm going by what she was assigned to at birth. She's given a child. She's going to have a child by a cis man. And she still has her, you know, it's called genitals, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why I feel like when I say genitals, I think of a man stuff. But it's like, you know, both. It's both, you know, the man and the woman genital. So that's just my personal opinion about it. And that's just what I feel. I feel like the guy is straight. I feel like that's a straight man going with the woman because she's going to be giving birth to their child, which is a beautiful thing. What's up?
Let me ask you this. Would you date a person like one of them kind of people?
What would I date? What
would you date one of them? Would you get in a relationship with one of them kind of
people? Oh, okay. So you saying would I get in a relationship with a trans man, which used to be a woman but now is a man? It depends. Yeah. Now, if that person told me in the beginning who they are, that's up to me to go with it. Now, it's funny how these things play out.
That's a preference then.
It's a preference because I'm going to tell you, let's say, for example, if me and this awesome trans woman start talking and like they was not trying to talk to me on a I'm trying to get with you level. It was more so, let's say, on networking and like we started doing business together, but they never disclosed their sexual orientation because it didn't matter because I'm just doing business with this person. But you know, we started having a good time and you know, and like I'm really feeling this person, so I started to get to know this person before having any type of intimacy in them. I would be interested in them because of the great conversations that we've had with each other. This person make me feel good. I really, really like this person on this level without even having any intimacy with them. I would probably consider just because of me being a woman and me, I like to get to know people before I actually get with them. So I probably would be digging that person because of how they look. They looking like a man. They treat me like a man, you know.
You're talking trans man, right?
I'm talking about the trans man. Okay. That used to be a woman.
Okay.
And now they is living the life of a man.
So
I would be probably attracted to them.
I gotta ask you, okay. May. When you be saying you say maybe attracted to them, so like, okay, so what is your sexuality now if you're attracted to a trans man?
I'm still I'm. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all fucked me up. Excuse me, Instagram. Please, look.
That's what
look,
I'm saying right
look,
there.
Look.
Okay.
Look. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't cut me off, Instagram. Don't cut me off. This is good. I gotta think about this.
Open up your options. Ooh,
man. Man. If you want to come on, let me know. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Say that again.
All right, now, what's your sexuality now? Are you still... Well, you a cis woman all the time though. That's the original. What
I'm saying. A cis
are
woman.
You, are you bi now? Your sexuality? Are you bi now?
I would be.
Okay, you heard it here first.
Dang. I would be. Yes, I would be.
Honest. That's the point.
Even though
you
I
gotta be honest.
I would be because I'm feeling that person. And I'm like, to me, they look and they got the attributes and they muscles and they probably could pick me up and swing me around. Yeah.
Well, okay. But it's still a woman.
But it's still a woman at the end of the day.
And it's still a woman. And I would be...
So, okay. Well, so see that? To the original. So back to the original question. So... If a cis man, a man that's originally designated a man at birth, has relations with a trans man.
Thank you, 9246.
He said women are mostly so they can be bisexual.
he got you a cop out.
He got you a cop out right
there. Yeah.
Dang. Okay. So to the original question again. So you just said that you, I can say the bi right. And you said that cis man is considered still straight, even though they land with a trans man that looks like a man with a beard, chest, everything like that. Look just like a man, but has the body parts and everything, sexuality function of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, there. This got me deep in layers. I'm like staring right now. That's true.
A man can't be like a trans woman. He is gay.
Could you come on live right now? I don't think they want to come on live. That'd be good.
It's a deep matter.
We need some more people on here because we ain't going to be on here too much longer. It's going to be time to go. You come on.
Come on in.
Agreed.
So what they say, a man can if he like a trans woman.
Or she.
Now, what if it was the other way around?
What, a woman liking a trans woman?
What if it was a trans woman that came to me?
That's some Malik Yoba type stuff.
I would be considered straight because that's a man.
Wait a minute.
If it was a trans woman, the trans woman that came to me now. If the trans woman came to me, I would be considered straight.
That's
I be doing that. So I'm at work. I can't do it. I would be considered straight.
Say it again, Big Ski.
So you saying a trans woman is a man that came to you as a woman?
Yes.
I would be considered straight because they a guy. They really a guy.
Yeah,
see,
it was a guy original.
Right, see, I'm going by off
originally,
of
right.
What you originally are.
Dog.
I ain't going by off of what you,
what you became.
Like.
Take his earrings off and his skirt. He like, come on, it's time to get to this business. You're going to be attracted to him.
That's a man. Yeah.
Big Ski over there. So you still going to be attracted to him.
I ain't got no issue looking at a physical.
I'm looking at the emotional of how they making me feel. That's the difference between how a man and women.
I got you, but it still got relations. It still got relationships like that though. Like in this day where you guys,
you
still
see
got,
how I turned it around.
You still, I mean, it can be because you still got relationships like that.
Bruce
in this day,
Jenner,
where they got,
they said Bruce
where they have
Jenner.
People have guys that actually well, we going to transgender, but I'm going like cross dress. You know, guys that cross dress and stuff like that. That have like. Lingerie in town and stuff like that. They want to, you know, but they still have wives and stuff like that.
But here's the thing. I would have came to her thinking that she's a full woman.
Okay.
Not used to be a guy. That is if I was lesbian. Okay. I would have came up like, man, you know, like I'm trying to get with her. Mm-hmm. But she said, well, man, I'm really a guy. But I live my life as a woman. I look like a woman.
Okay.
Now.
So would you still be attracted to a person? Like, well, I'm just, that's a personal thing.
It's
though.
It's variables because it all goes down to how you feel about yourself.
Would you consider yourself to be a little bit masculine at that point? Because they do have women that actually like, you know.
I'm going
to
be who I am.
You can't.
Consistently.
Because that person going to be feminine. He's not going to have no masculine energy now. It's
why would you feel? People be different when they be in bed. People be different when they be in bed.
Got them pearls and that skirt on now. He wants something else.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be a little different, you know, in the bedroom. I'm being so truthful right now. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming on. We're going to be ending this, but we will be having a part two. So please stay tuned. We will let you know when the next time we're going to be coming on again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big Ski, thank you.
Ski.
Man, I'm going to tell you that
much. We got to get you more on the talk. Hey, more on the talk, Big Ski.
Man,
you got
Big
it.
Ski, thank you for bringing that old
school
in.
We got right now.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. We going to be all right.
Yes, all right. Rated R, Ran is the man. Shout out to Rated R.
Rated R.
Man, he couldn't be here today, but man. You going to see him next time.
He's coming in next time to talk about this. T.O. I got it.
Thank you so much, Big Ski. The time is now. I'm Miko the Goddess. Thank you for tuning in to my channel. We got B-Lo, and we're going to have more to come. You have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Time is now. We up out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Hourglass Podcast. The time is now. Shoot us an email at info@hourglasspodcasting.com to submit questions and to become a future guest. It's our time. Now, let's make the best of it.